Seth MacFarlane is best known for creating, writing, directing, and voicing characters in the animated TV show Family Guy. Now, for the first time, he's jumped to the big screen. MacFarlane has created, written, and directed the movie Ted. And though it's a live-action picture, he does the voice of Ted. Here's our critic, Bob Mondello.
I was resistant at first, I have to say. The opening bit struck me as too cute by half. 8-year-old Johnny getting a teddy bear as a Christmas present, one that talks when you squeeze it.
I love you!
And making a wish on a falling star as he's falling asleep that night.
I wish you could really talk to me.
And being more than a little surprised when the wish comes true.
You're my best friend, John.
Teddy comes to life, startles parents, briefly makes headlines. And then, as happens with many instant celebrities, the world loses interest. Johnny grows older, Ted does too, their voices deepen, and we catch up with them 27 years later.
Hey, Johnny, how about a beer, huh?
Ooh, a couple Charles Bukowskis?
A couple Bruce Stoyevskis?
Maybe a Mike Brugoslowski?
Perhaps a Teddy Bruski?
That's a good one.
Johnny's now 35, with a job, an apartment, a teddy bear, and a girlfriend.
You know what? I think I too want a Martina Navratilovsky.
No, don't ruin it.
That totally works.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it doesn't work. The name has to have a ski at the end of it, and you just put Bruski at the end of Martina Navratilova, so.
Well, I just thought we were saying funny names.
No, it has to have a ski at the end of it, otherwise where's the challenge? You know, if there's no ski at the end of the root word, then we would just be idiots saying nonsense.
Well, there's that. Now, at this point, I'm still not really buying in. Johnny, played pleasantly by Mark Wahlberg in his own Boston accent, seems real enough. Mila Kunis is appealing as Laurie and tolerant beyond words. And I guess Ted is animated persuasively. But despite this movie's boozing profanity and bong hits, it's all striking me as a little precious. Then Laurie insists that she and John need space.
Please ask Ted to move out so we can move on with our lives.
And the practicalities of that are what finally won me over. Ted obviously needs a job, which means he needs to put on a tie.
I look stupid.
No, you don't. You look dapper.
And go out in the world. And out in the world, he starts to, I don't know, actually exist. Something about other people acknowledging him, I guess. And once you stop fighting his reality, Seth MacFarlane makes Ted really funny, romancing a trampy checkout girl at the supermarket, carousing with hookers, downing shots with Flash Gordon, which would take way too long to explain. It's all idiotic, but not any more so than, say, Hangover's bachelor party gone wrong. And at heart, it's actually kind of the same story about that transition point where overgrown kids have to finally grow up, but get sidetracked by a boorish, coarse, consistently inappropriate fuzzball who makes the growing up difficult.
You know what I like to do to her? Something I call a dirty fuzzy.
Dirty is the operative word here. Ted is profane enough that it's not a movie real kids should be allowed anywhere near. But it is a movie about a teddy bear that MacFarlane has somehow made safe for overgrown kids who wouldn't normally be caught dead at a movie about a teddy bear. I'm Bob Mondello.